Begin transmission.
Weehill, boop. It is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time for another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee. And I'm sitting here today on the floor in front of my television, and we are not going anywhere. Yes, it was warm yesterday. It was about 60 degrees Fahrenheit. Nice and sunny, and we went out looking for dudes, and we saw a marmot. But today, on this Friday the 13th, it is snowing. Yes, it's snowing in April. Welcome to Nebraska. So it's snowing pretty hard. I woke up, there was snow on the ground, and now there's big flakes all blowing around, and it's crazy. And it's cold. And I'm not excited. So this means we're staying indoors today. And that's fine, because we got plenty of stuff to do. After all, it's Friday, so I've got the Bundesliga games on. And right now, I am watching Hanover versus Werder Bremen. And the score is currently tied 0-0, and we're about 10 minutes into it. I've got a big cup of tea, although it's only half full, because I've been drinking tea like a fool this morning. Ah, it's good. Oh, good tea. Ooh, it's delicious. Yummy tea. All right, so yeah, it's snowing. No Herrenhaven today. All the Matis are hiding in their holes. And so what are we doing? Well, I guess today we're just messing around with the pocket operator. Boop, boop, boop. Should that be louder? Is it turned up all the way? Yeah, it's turned up all the way. Boop, boop, boop. And anyway, I don't know anything about Friday the 13th being bad luck or anything, because last night, after midnight, I was just messing around with the old pocket operator, just doing nothing, really. I was just tweaking stuff, see what would happen, trying to make some sounds and blah, blah, blah. And at one point in time, when I was messing around with the drum machine side of this thing, I made a mistake, and I was trying to do something, and I don't even remember what I was trying to do. But I had a little happy accident, and I pushed a button and turned a knob and discovered that I can change the drum sounds. Yay! And, you know, I thought the drum palette was kind of limited and a little odd, and some odd choices were made. But now I've discovered, but you can sort of tweak the samples. And I discovered this while working with a cymbal sound. And I had, like a closed hi-hat hit. So imagine a closed hi-hat and hit it with a stick and you get that little tick. And I accidentally messed that up and sort of turned it into this weird ride cymbal sound or this short crash. I thought, that's weird. And then I discovered I could sort of tune the cymbal. But it wasn't tuning it. I wasn't changing the pitch of the sample. I was changing, you know, the general overall envelope. So that was fun. And so I created a new beat. And that new beat, it sounds like this. Yeah. Couple new sounds there. That cowbell, that was something dinky and high, and I changed it to cowbell. Doink, doink, need more cowbell. And obviously there's that funny cymbal. I messed with that. I thought, oh, I really like that sound. So we got this funky beat. And then I started to throw other stuff at it. Put a couple of bass notes in it and some other Tweedly D kind of stuff. And we got this funny little mess. You ready? Here it comes. Hit it! Hanover just scored. Looks like Hanover scored here in the 16th minute or 17th minute. Who got the goal? That guy. That almost looked like an own goal. I don't know. I'm not paying attention to the game. I'm listening to the beat. Isn't that fun? Yes, it is. Yeah. But I think it's going to go bye-bye. So let's do this. Bye-bye pattern. All gone. So let's go to the drum machine. There's that new cymbal sound. And can we mess with this right now? Yes, we can. Okay. So as I sort of reposition myself here, you're going to get an example of what this sound tweaking business sounds like on the drums here. So this cymbal sound, I'm going to turn it up a little bit here. So you can hear it better. We can change it. See, we can sweep through the different sounds. So that's essentially what we started with. That little tick, tick, tick. And we can swing that through ticks. And it starts to get a little noisier, starts to sound a little ridey there. It stretches out until it becomes pretty much crash cymbal. That's fun. Now let's go over some of these bass sounds. I haven't tweaked any of these bass sounds yet, so let's see what this kick drum will do. Kind of flat, kind of nice and low. We start turning the magic knob. Wait, I'm confused. Which end am I on? Aha, okay, so here's our drum. I was clipping it there. Let's start tuning the knob here. Start to get some more resonance there. Very bassy. Jeez, that's kind of cool. But let's take that back to normal. Let's mess with this one. Curious. Neat. All right, let's see what this one does. Cool. Ooh. And I like that. Let's mess with that. Nasty. Now let's get some cymbals in here. Fun. Wait, how did that get in there? Am I in write mode? I wasn't in write mode. How did that happen? I don't want to know. What does this do? Just messing around and making up wacky beats. Wait, maybe we can tweak that clap. I like that. But I kind of don't. So I'm going to take that out, and that out, and what do I want? Ooh. Okay, now we're dancing. Boots and pants. Nothing too tricky there. Just sort of your basic eight-beat rock sort of pattern. Now what would I want to do? Okay, I got a bass sound I can live with here. I changed my mind. I kind of don't like that bass sound. To find something a little bit groovier. I don't like it. I don't have any good bass sounds. What am I going to do? Okay, I can live with that for now. Okay, that passes as a baseline. Do we have any more room to put anything else in, sound-wise? I don't know if that's going to fit anywhere. Kind of. So anyway, we've got ourselves a new pattern. Isn't this fun? So yeah. Let's just listen to that beat. Keep that beat rocking. That's kind of interesting. Yeah. I like that low bass. That kick drum is cool. I love those cymbal noises. All right, bring that bass back. Woohoo! All right. I kind of like this beat. Having a good time. And Pippa has gone to sleep on her banky. That's good. All right, I think I've had enough of that. At least for right now. Yes, so that's just the magic of the PO35 pocket operator. Going back to the drum sounds. How does this one sound? 1/6, it's getting tweaked. Oh, it really brings out that cymbal. Interesting. It's about the simplest and stupidest drum beat, though, in the world. Oh, it's so dorky, but it's so fun to play with. It's Dork City. Oops, I accidentally tweaked the boop. I messed up my boop sound and I don't know how I did it. Oh well. I don't care if I screwed up my sound, because I'll just be changing it again later. Listen to that drum beat. Yeah. So that's pretty much all I've managed to do in the last 12 hours. Not that I've spent that much time tweaking on the thing, but, you know, just programming it up, messing with it. I don't really have anything in mind for this, but I do like the fact that I can adjust those drum sounds, because the drum palette was a little odd, I thought. But now that I know that I can adjust them to some degree, yeah, it opens up a whole new realm of possibilities. I don't want to say it's a game changer necessarily, but you know. Watching tea and drinking Bundesliga. I might have got that backwards. Oh yeah. Drinking tea on a snowy day in April. Watching Bundesliga and playing with my toy. Okay, so what pattern am I in? Pattern 1, let's delete this. There, I just erased all that cool stuff we just made. Sounds like a kettle drum. Okay, so let's do a little programming. If I'm not talking, it's because I'm trying to concentrate on what I'm doing here. If that makes any sort of sense at all.
okay, that's weird enough.
I'm gonna change that to 6/8.
That's odd.
I kind of like it. It's kind of strange.
Maybe we need to speed that up. That's weird. It kind of doesn't work at that speed, does it? Not really. Different. And that's weird. I'm not into it. Okay, yeah, so basically I'm just having a good time playing with sounds, messing around with the fun old pocket operator. It's a good time. And it makes funny noises, but it's time for me to say that you have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe, and I gotta get out of here. I gotta find something to eat on this snowy day and make more tea, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
It's 20 hours.
Hello, this is DJ Kumata. Welcome to my yono.